Welcome to According to Star. It's me, Star, and I have the female castmates of the In My Hood web series.
Hey, I'm Ariana.
Hello, I'm Janaea.
I'm Bobby.
I was looking like, Janaea, your name's Leslie.
Right. We've been calling you Leslie so much.
Oh, no, when she said
Ariana. The rest of the characters say, I'm like, yeah, Janaea.
I was going off what she said. When she said Ariana, I was like, okay, now I got to say Janaea.
All right,
I'm out
here.
That's funny. Mm-hmm. Anything, any updates, any events y'all have going on?
Yeah, so we got an event coming up on March 15th. It's called March Madness. It's basically like an unlimited party. And really, what the whole goal of it is so I can, you know, have some extra money to build the show. But it's an unlimited party, it's unlimited drinks, unlimited hookah, and you get a plate of food. The food is not unlimited.
She's serious about
food. People keep saying that, and it's not. I don't want nobody to have attitudes. And it's $45 tickets. If you get a ticket right now, I don't know how quick this is going to be edited. But if you get one right now, today, it's going to be $25.
People on live, 12 a.m.
If you get it in the next 4 hours, it's $25.
I posted it on my Facebook wall like 30 minutes ago. It's on there. Is that what it's called on Facebook, a wall?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, well, I don't have anything I have going on. Oh, wait. My name is Black Owned Business, February 16th, Branding 101. So if you want to learn about branding, you need to be there. Seriously.
Me, I just have to, you know, I've been sick for over 4 weeks, so I'm just trying to get better right now. So, no, it was the flu, but now it's like
Clorox wipes.
Yeah, so no, but I'm like getting better now. I'm just, one of my New Year's resolutions is to be faithful with going to the gym, but that's I don't have any events
been sick
coming
the
up.
Whole 2020 child.
Yes, I know, that's why I'm ready to just get in with doing my goals that I have planned, so nothing you're on not my end. Thank you.
That's cool. I've been working a lot, and to be really honest, we've been pushing this event like crazy. Like, that's why I'm losing my voice right now, because...
Was you screaming it out somewhere?
Yes, everywhere. Just talking to people a lot. Like, I feel like I have not shut up in 3 days. Like, I've just been talking. So that, and then I'm going to get to planning Petty Rebel's launch party sometime. Ooh, pretty soon.
Exciting.
Hopefully in the next month.
All right, well, I have nothing, so let's go into the tea.
The tea is exceptionally good today. Made this. Mm-hmm. Very delicious.
All right, so on my tea list, I have Super Bowl recap. So I did not see the halftime show. I just saw clips. I'm just seeing what y'all are saying online, and we seem to be divided on whether it was good or bad.
It was amazing.
What was amazing?
The concept behind a lot of the little stuff that they did. Like, that part where the children were out there, she had the children in cages. Mm-hmm. And she was like speaking up for some stuff out there. Like, I thought that was pretty dope. She used the Super Bowl to display her message.
That's the only thing.
And the dancers were dope. Like, give it to the dancers.
So ultimately, I would say that was the dancers' Super Bowl. Like, that was, mm-hmm. like, that was there. It wasn't J-Lo's, it wasn't Shakira's. Like, the dancers went harder than both of them.
Where was Ja Rule?
Where's Beyonce?
Where was Ja Rule?
They was in Miami. They should have brought Trina.
And Trick Daddy.
What's his name? Trick Daddy?
Yes, they should have brought Trina and Trick Daddy out.
Is Trick white?
Look at you.
Trick.
Wrong Trick.
Wrong Trick. That is true. They could have very well had Trick Daddy and Trina. Who else is from Miami?
What
are
we doing with that?
Gunplay.
Oh, well. Him. Okay, well, never mind on that. Okay, so what else I have on here? Okay, so Jay-Z was allegedly trying to pressure J-Lo into cutting out the cage statement. Did you read?
No, I didn't know that. Why?
Okay, I'm gonna read to you guys. Okay. I like to read. All right, so sources at Roc Nation exclusively tell B. Scott that despite the great deal of pressure from Roc Nation, Jennifer put her foot down and insisted on keeping the segment. We're told Jay himself even tried to personally intervene or convince her, but Jennifer would move away from the idea. So they said they weren't happy with, well, you know, NFL is white and they don't care for Hispanics very much. So I guess that's probably why he tried to stop it, because they probably won't have her at shit else if she did it and they didn't want it to be done.
But is she signed to them or something?
No, but you know, Jay-Z's in control of the halftime show, allegedly.
Oh.
So, yeah, a lot of the organization didn't like the message, but I mean, it's true.
It is true. So that would make me want to do it even more. Yeah. Even more reason to. Was it a fine? I'll pay it.
Yeah, I mean, Beyonce did what she did. The whole Black Power thing. I feel like they should have their moment. Because when
absolutely,
it's like once you make that kind of statement, like you saying, you know, I feel like from that they was basically saying like, you know, you grow up kind of in cages, and you start basically. That's a social security number, all that shit is like.
However, you take
keep locks on us. You know what I'm saying? So they don't want you to get hip to that shit. That's why it's like, don't put that.
Like they was mad at Beyonce. It's fine. It's fine, girl. It's fine. Okay, so now Kaepernick is throwing shade because I guess Beyonce and Jay-Z didn't stand for the national anthem. People are going crazy about it. And then Kaepernick is questioning why they did it, if they were questioning why he was still, like, doing this thing. So I see the shade there. I get it. But
that song ain't for us. Forget that song.
What?
The national anthem.
Is not.
It is.
I'm not standing for that. It's a racist song. Why are we standing? We should have never been standing. When you guys stop beating us and locking us up in jail and shooting us, we'll stand for y'all's song.
Period. That's just that
on that. Well, that ain't never gonna stop. So
they not.
Yeah. No. Well, that's pretty much all I have was a Super Bowl recap. Do you guys have any celebrity gossip news that y'all have been? You were talking about somebody fighting somebody.
Yeah, I'm always up on the celebrity gossip. I be in tea, okay? Like, I know them personally. And yes, the Shade Room was talking about Ari and Moneybagg Yo fighting. Like, if you're familiar with their situation, she's now dating him and Meek Thee Stallion.
But they've been dating for like 2 weeks though.
Yes, and she already beating him up.
That's crazy.
Come on,
and Meek Thee Stallion is supposed to be with
Jeezy.
Yeah,
that's how she bringing in Black History Month. That's how we gonna do Black History Month.
Well,
like you, that's been in February. Like,
well, that's
they're
what's
cute,
happening.
Though.
Who, Jeezy and Meg?
Yes, I think that they're
Meg
super
has been
cute.
Rumored to be with several people. We don't know what she's doing. She's having fun. She's doing the Lori Harvey thing.
Yeah, and she's getting slut shamed for it.
As she should be.
No, she should.
Why is she getting slut shamed? Lori's not getting slut shamed.
No, I was talking about. Yeah, she is too. From hopping hop, rapper to rapper.
I just feel like you shouldn't do that. I mean, I guess it don't matter because you do what the fuck you want to do. But
right.
It's like,
they're
you're still
young.
A female,
but she did it. Diddy and his son, though.
Yeah, she a rapper.
Now, you don't know if there's sex like that. You don't know if she's actually sleeping
she
with
does.
These people.
I don't know what the fuck Steve did with her.
Oh, she's sleeping, child. She's sleeping.
But I mean, they're not like cheap pics. She up there with, she dating Diddy. Future.
I mean, she makes smart picks.
Well, Diddy to
like
Future.
Like, I mean, yeah, that's a big stretch.
That's
but
a
Diddy
stretch.
Just seem a little
he's
weird
poor.
To me anyway.
Poor compared to Diddy.
Probably because of all them
poor.
Kids and the child support.
That he is or isn't paying. Allegedly.
Okay. And she leveled up.
Period.
Russell and Simmons is great.
Russell Simmons?
I mean, Russell Wilson.
I wasn't
going to
be no
oh,
damn
damn,
Lord,
see,
look,
whoa.
What's going on?
You don't know our names.
And
girl, you be all in the tea. You should know his name.
I know.
All right, I have nothing else for that. Someone else was fighting. That one girl.
Ooh.
Floyd Mayweather's daughter.
Yeah. She stayed fighting.
I watched that video. She was beating that girl down.
She beat her ass.
I didn't see it. She had the red hoodie. Remember, they took her, but then there was another red hoodie.
No, the other girl had the red hoodie.
Wait, she got beat up?
Wait
you can't be Floyd Mayweather's
daughter
and get beat up.
Was the little one with the ponytail that was on the next picture over.
With the glasses on?
Look at me gonna pull this shit up.
Please, because I don't even see
that. The girl that came from the truck was her.
No. Let me show you.
It's on Shade Room. I want to see.
That girl didn't look like her.
That's her. She's little, tiny.
So the girl standing by the hotel
door.
Little thingy.
So it was one girl that
so
was
the girl that came
there
from the car with the fuzzy slippers
was
on.
A random was whoever is the other chick here.
Oh Lord Jesus Christ. Well never mind. I thought she was red hoodie.
That's her right there. That's Floyd Mayweather.
You cannot
oh,
be
right here.
This daughter getting tagged on camera.
So whoever this girl is.
I thought that was her.
That's her.
Oh. Look at him. Oh baby.
He was in the car though. I mean. Yeah, that's her right there.
Really?
Yes. You never seen her before?
That doesn't look like her from this video.
Yes.
I seen her going on a rant on Instagram a couple weeks ago, but that didn't look like
that's
her from that side
like,
view.
Oh,
gotta zoom in.
They said so the hands didn't.
Jesus Christ.
Lord ain't teach her how to fight.
No.
Baby apparently
not. That is ambushed.
That sucks.
Well,
and somebody had to videotape it and post it. Wow. All
right. Happy Black History Month, guys.
Right.
All right, let's go into Black Excellence.
Black Excellence is an all-time high.
Of course it's at an all-time high. Black folks consistently go high.
Okay, so first on Black Excellence is a shout out to Google for their awesome commercial that shows that Black people are the highest searched everything in the whole entire world. Who did watch it and who didn't watch it?
I seen it. I seen it for sure, of course. I don't know about them. I would think
you would have
seen it,
Jhené. Yeah, but I'm sorry. Like, so it's just a Google search?
No, so basically Google did a commercial for Black History Month, basically showing that Black people and, like, the things that we do are, like, the most searched stuff on Google? YouTube or
like
Google.
Like, Beyonce is the most searched performer.
Of course we are.
You know? So nice. It's like...
It's cute. We should watch it. We should watch it before.
We know that. Yeah. But thank y'all for the recognition. But we know we don't.
You
ain't
gotta tell us. Something.
Okay. We knew that. Y'all didn't know. Y'all been.
That's why you had to watch it.
No, I'm just kidding. I encourage white people to go watch the commercial. We knew that already.
Late to the party.
Yeah.
All right. So a Black History Month spotlight is Ruby Love, founder and CEO of Crystal Etienne, who raised $15 million to launch a pioneering women's period apparel line. In August 2015, after helping her daughter navigate the ups and downs of her monthly cycle, Crystal decided to take matters into her own hands, recognizing that feminine hygiene and women's personal care industry needed safer, healthy, and easier options for individuals of all ages and genders. She wanted to create products that were modern, comfortable, safe. It would not cause women to suffer embarrassment due to untimely leaks of their menstrual cycle. Ooh, who's had that issue? I had that issue one time in school. I locked myself in the bathroom, called my friend's mom who lived down the street from the school. I was like, can you bring me some of these?
Yes, come pick me up.
Like, oh my God. So she also wanted to provide products that wouldn't interrupt regular activities such as working out, swimming, and dancing. So she developed and patented a pending design technology featuring discreet, built-in, absorbent, organic cotton liner, perfectly angled to protect the flow, so I guess it won't leak through, has maximum absorption and protection against leaks and stains. That's awesome.
That is really awesome.
A very good idea.
Interesting.
Well, people actually buy it, though.
Is it not supposed to, like, so what would happen if you leak? It's not supposed to show through or something?
Mm-mm, because it has padding in the... your areas, like super absorbent powder. I like that.
That's cool. Awesome.
That's good. Good for the, like, I have a daughter, so her period should be starting in a couple years. So that will be good.
Because
she don't listen. She might not do what I need her to do. I don't need her embarrassed at school. I need her calling me at work.
Yeah.
Trying to go bring her some pants. So.
No, so I was like, are people actually going to buy it?
Because
it's an awesome idea.
Hopefully they promote it and they market it well.
That's something
we would certainly buy into.
Right. There's a lot of people who don't want to dance. They don't want to go swimming because of.
They don't want to live.
Yeah. I don't want to get out of bed.
Stuck in bed, right?
I feel like I'm sick.
No plans.
You know what would be cute?
Right. Ooh.
I think it's really cute when boyfriends get you like a period pack. Like it has some snacks in it, got you a little heat pack.
You had a boyfriend that got you a period pack?
I definitely have had a boyfriend that got me a period pack.
That's so sweet.
Just because I don't want to see you during that,
first
like
of all,
couple,
I haven't
few days
one.
Anyway. Look, some ice cream and a movie.
I got one.
I'm telling you.
That was
this,
sweet.
Include that in the period pack for your girl. The period apparel. Bam, branding.
Pause. Are we recording? Take two. All right. Where were we? Period packs. Are we done with the period packs?
Yeah. That's a cute idea.
Yeah.
Throw her apparel in there.
Throw a pair of little leggings in there.
Yeah.
The period pack. Awesome. All right. So last but not least on the Black Excellence is Taraji P. Henson has launched her hair care line, TPH by Taraji, and it is in Tarjay. And the price ranges from $9.99 to $14.99. That's definitely affordable.
It is.
If the max is $14.99, that's...
It is. What she has, though? Like conditioners?
Just a full hair care line. Doesn't say exactly what she has, mm-hmm. but it's in Target for the natural girls.
Nice.
So I definitely want to support that. And hopefully she does become the Fenty of hair care.
I hope so.
That's something good to aspire to.
I like Taraji, too, but is she natural?
Yeah, she's been doing the natural thing.
I can't even picture what. Like, I was just asking.
She had cut all her hair off, and okay. Now she has like the short sides and then the curls.
Oh, now I do remember. I was like, "What's Raja's hair look like?" Because I feel like,
but is she natural?
It look a little relaxed.
Is this perm?
Okay, good hair. I see you.
Look a little too straight.
I'm just saying, if you're gonna sell it, can you use it too?
Oh my God, I hate you.
That's all.
All right, let's get on into the interview with these ladies from In My Hood web series. Interview time. Are you guys excited?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Now, Ari, you came up with the In My Hood web series.
I did.
How long has this been in the works?
Like a month?
Yeah, like a month.
Speak up.
So I really kind of just wrote it maybe like a month ago. And
really?
Then I just, so I was just like, I don't know if you're into Zodiac or stuff like that. I'm Aries, so I'm really like, I want to do this now. Nope, I want to do that, I want to do this now. So I was bored as hell at home, and I was watching like different hood YouTube series that I already seen, and I'm like,
I didn't know those existed.
Yeah, you don't?
Hood YouTube movie series?
Yes,
what is it?
And they're good. Like, it's one, I got a favorite one.
Send me your
it's
list.
It's called Respect Life. It's really, really good. It's like based out of New York, but that's what made me really like get the idea. And then I'm from Detroit, and we do that all the time, so that's something that's like normal, you know? Like, stuff like that. So that's what kind of
I was
going to
say that's a Detroit thing.
Oh my goodness. Stop. What is it called? It's called Buffed Up.
Buffed Up?
It's a little ghetto movie.
On YouTube?
Well, it was on YouTube. I think it's on like Amazon Prime now.
Oh, they moved on up.
They didn't upgrade it.
Stepped up. But that's what made me really
want to
do it. And I was just like, Arizona, I don't really have no culture. There's really nothing here.
Don't let them hear you say that. Oh my God.
It's
Arizona
the truth.
Has no culture. It's nothing here. And then I rap as well, so I was like, well, that's a way to bring local artists together. You know, if I put people music in the show and stuff like that. So that's what really made me get the idea.
Watching YouTube hood series.
Yeah.
Got it. I need to look. You need to send me a list of favorites.
When you start watching, you're going to be hooked. You're going to be like, damn, she's
lying. But yeah, I work with my phone on my desk watching hood YouTube series.
Yeah,
that's what's up. So did you write the entire script yourself?
I did. So I got a few ideas from, like, my mom. You know, like, we were talking and I was like, well, what if this person do this? Is this? She like, no, it's a better twist. And blah, blah, blah. So she kind of helped me a little bit. But for the most part, I wrote, as far as scripting and everything, I wrote it all by myself.
Okay, we take you to Tyler Perry Studios so you can help him too. In the writer's room. Oh my gosh. Okay, so you're also going to be starring in the series as well.
I am.
Can you tell me who your character is?
Yes, so my character is... my character is Sanaa, and basically... of course, she's like the main character. I don't want to give too much, but basically she falls in love with somebody who she's not supposed to be falling in love with, and it's a whole bunch of stuff in between that. So
you can't get none of the in between, not even a little piece.
A little piece of what? You gotta watch. They gotta watch.
What duh, they don't want.
Start in the show talking about
like give you a little piece in the middle,
no, like a summary of the.
It's just a bunch of stuff. Like it's too much to explain because there's so many twists and turns to where, like you be thinking one thing about this person and then you know it's something totally different. So I can't really explain without telling y'all the real.
Okay, we'll wait. I'm just saying, whatever. Okay.
Don't trip. It's coming
soon. Okay, so did you think that you have a hard role to play with your character? You had to come outside of yourself
kinda,
a little bit?
Yeah. Kind of, yeah. Because she's kind of not... My character is kind of more calm than I am in real life. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's more relaxed than I would normally be. She don't really know too much of nothing. She kind of like...
The little sister who everybody's trying to protect, you know. Mm. So I don't
really know too much of what's going on. I'm
kind of
like left out the loop, and that's
kind of
different from me in real life. I really have no sense
of
real life.
So your character is totally different from you in real life.
Ooh, interesting.
Oh,
this should be fun.
I'm excited. Okay, so what's your character's name?
Jade.
Oh yeah, Jade is woo.
This sounds like it's supposed to be Jade voice too. Like a Jade would have, like a Toni Braxton.
You gotta keep that voice.
Seven whole days.
So describe Jade to us.
Jade is loud and ratchet, and she's everybody's best friend. She likes to party, but she's also a little selfish. She's a little sneaky.
A little sneak sneak.
She is. So that'll be fun to play.
Is that total opposite from who you are in real life or same?
No, not necessarily opposite. But I would also like to not incriminate myself on camera and through the podcast. I'm an angel.
Girl. When you first signed up for the role, did you think it would be a difficult one to play? Like, you got to go outside of who you actually are and be someone that's almost different, totally different?
Yeah, for one, I really wasn't even... I was supposed to just be in the background, helping out with background stuff. But I saw the audition tapes, and I was like, oh, they're lit. Like, this is going to be really good. I want to be a part of it. So I auditioned for Jade, which is Sanaa's best friend on the show. And... I mean, I'm ratchet in real life, but I'm also like a little bougie and she's like a little bit more ratcheter. Mm-hmm. So that's just about it. I just gotta be a little bit more, ghetto. A little bit more ratcheter.
A little bit more ratcheter.
And then we gonna be good.
Period. All right, who are you?
I'll be playing Leslie.
And who is she?
She's faithful. She's funny. She's always in drama, and she loves hard. I'll be playing Sanaa, one of Sanaa's best friends. I feel like I'm like almost the jealous best friend because of the connection too that both Sanaa and Jade have. So I just feel like I'm the one who's like, I feel like I'm like left behind sometimes, but in it, so it's more of a,
it's like a three's a crowd thing, you know. Like,
oh,
it's
she's like a third
good
wheel.
Yeah, like it's always good when it's two friends around, but you know, when the third one comes around, like, yeah, we all love each other, we all best friends, but you kind of always got more love for that one
for
friend.
For
that
one friend,
other, you
know, yeah. Man? Yeah. So, yeah.
That's you.
That's
you?
Me in a nutshell. Absolutely.
Like it's hard.
I feel like it is out of my character for sure. So I'm adjusting, which is great. Like,
girl,
it's not easy, but I'm adjusting. And I feel like, you know, I've been this little quiet girl like for years, and then for me to pick up this role, it really brings out another person in me, and it's interesting to see myself like even grow while rehearsing these lines and everything. So I feel like it's gonna be a really, really great show, and I'm so happy that I'm in it.
I know, I'm excited too. Well, I'm in the show too.
Yes.
And I'm Ava. And I'm bougie. My boyfriend is JD. And if it ain't designer, I don't want it. I'm a little rude. and all these hoes want my nigga. So I'm like, who want it? Who want to catch these hands? Sounds like I might be fighting you. Okay. No, but I'm excited because it's kind of, I don't think it's different than I, what I am.
Yeah.
I think I'm kind of.
Yeah.
You would pass these hands out?
Yes. Oh. Over my man.
Period.
So it seems like, you know, they say I'm bougie. I don't think I'm bougie at all. But it's what the people say. It's what the girls say. Where's Ray? Where's Ray? He's not here. He's supposed to back me. Shit. Anyway, but yeah, I'm Ava. I'm excited. I can't wait till we start rehearsing.
I'm really excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited to put it out. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm excited for all of this behind the scenes stuff, but I just want to see, like, the whole...
Tell us some behind the scenes. Like, what you doing for wardrobe, makeup, styling, all that stuff.
Okay. So, as far as makeup on set, of course, it's only right that I got started to do our makeup. So, she going to be doing our makeup. As far as special effects, makeup, and stuff like that, I think her name is Alondra.
Oh, yeah. I know. I love her. She's so sweet.
She's going to be doing that. As far as the stylist, I'm still trying to find a stylist. People have been hitting me up, but then they don't respond. As far as hairstylist, her name is Lou, Lavish Lou. That's her name on Facebook. Or if you got on Instagram, it's House of Lavish. She's going to be doing all the girls' hair and, you know, stuff like that.
Your film director?
Oh, the director, his name is Kyrie. I need y'all to put out. I'm gonna have her drop his stuff.
Yes, we'll drop all his information in the description.
But yeah, I'm just ready. Like I said, I just want to bring the city together and kind of let, you know, everybody push everybody. You know what I'm saying?
So. Yes, I'm excited. So, like, just like some little random questions. Mm-hmm. So, like, when we're filming, like, some of the scenes are like in clubs. Y'all have all y'all scenes, y'all.
Yeah.
Trying to all. Ooh.
Yeah. So we ready. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm kind of about my business when it comes to something that I want to do. You know, mm-hmm. like, if it's something like a 9-to-5, that's not me. I'm not a 9-to-5 kind of person. Okay. I cannot do it. Seriously.
Then go to work today.
Period. I'm always gonna be late. that's just Ariana. So sorry if I gotta be in here on time, I probably won't. But like, I don't know. So I kind of was like, I wrote it in a month. She's been helping me a lot, like a lot, as far as stuff that I need done. You know, like this, like my go-to person. So
good.
That's my dog. So I don't know. Just putting it together, it's just gonna be dope. I just want y'all.
And when does filming begin?
We're gonna start filming March 20th. So right after the event, the week after the event that y'all need to be at, we're gonna be filming. And it's gonna be
woo!
Super.
I need to hit some crunches.
I'll be there.
Squats. That's what I said. I said I need to hit the gym.
I'm not even in shape.
Because baby, on camera, I mean, it's good.
10 pounds.
So have you picked, now I gotta ask this question, mm-hmm. now you're talking about clothes. So, you know, I love clothes. Mm-hmm. You should see my upstairs mm-hmm. clothes. But, so do you have like an idea of how you want each character, how yes. their style is and yes. stuff like that? Oh my yes. gosh. So tell me, what's her style?
So Jay, as far as her style, she kind of like, she ratchet, but she not really like, so ratchet as far as the way she dressed, you know what I'm saying? So she kind of always had maybe jeans and, you know, something comfortable but still cute. Leslie, of course, you know, she kind of always a little covered up, you know. Yeah, that's Leslie. She may try it every now and then, but it ain't too often that she doing too much. Me, I'm kind of just me. I just, you know, dresses, cute shit, different shit.
Cute shit.
Ava, of course, she always does some whole different shit. Ava, when she coming different, okay? So.
Oh, well, yeah.
I'm talking, you heard what she said. She
came up in the Super Bowl party with the ruffles on the chest.
Period. Oh, that was Ava. That was Ava. I don't think that was Star. That was Ava. With the big ruffles. Period.
Oh, my God.
But yeah.
Oh, I'm excited. Woo, woo, woo. So how are the guys doing?
They're good. They crazy.
I'm sure.
The guys are crazy.
I know my little set boyfriend is
it's crazy.
For sure crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, but
for sure.
The guys are dope too. I feel like the guys are fun.
They are a lot of fun.
Yeah. They're a lot of fun.
No, I'm not saying like because I'm talking about
the cast, everybody is kind of like just themselves. Like if I be like, I don't know, if I'm like, I'm having that day, all y'all's getting on my nerves, blah, blah, blah. You get what I'm saying? Like nobody's gonna be like in their feelings, I feel like. And I like that about the cast. You know, like I had to let a few people go because I feel like they were
you gotta
serious
have
about it, but
folks with backbone.
Yes, like I feel like we all about our business. We all know where we're trying to get with this. Like, I don't want it to just be a YouTube series. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Of course, it got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
So, that's that. But I'm thinking bigger. Like,
as you should.
And I know I can make it happen.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So. Yep. We got this, okay? Yeah. It's done. It's yours. All right. I think that's all. You guys have any questions for me? Mm-hmm. Just kidding.
All right. I'm just kidding. You don't get to interview.
Let's move on to I Said What I Said.
Okay.
As and always, I'm not changing on it, okay? I said what I said.
So, this past week, I was, you know, setting up things to do with my cast, you know, because I'm trying to be productive and things like that. So I want to get everybody on podcasts and different things. Like I said, I'm trying to bring everybody in Phoenix together. So I decided to bring, you know, the guys of the cast to my friend's podcast. I won't say any names or point any eyes. And it was just crazy. So, you know, it was very, very fun. We was all drinking a lot. And it just got real crazy.
Only wine here.
And yeah, I think that's good. And so we had about two bottles. And
during the podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, it was lit.
Yeah, and it got real crazy. And it got real crazy. And I'ma just say it like that. And I had to cut up on my friend real quick. And it was bad.
What happened? What's the crazy?
I don't want to go too deep because she's going to be mad. But it was just crazy. Okay, so she felt some type of way because you run a podcast, so I can ask you this. So if you want to point in your segment, now we drinking. Now imagine if this is alcohol that we're drinking and we overly indulging. And me as your friend, I'm not drinking because I'm not interviewing, right? So I'm watching and I'm telling you, friend, you're repeating yourself, you know, this certain part of the podcast.
That's how you said it.
Oh, I didn't say friend. I said, you're repeating yourself over and over on this certain part. And nobody understands what you're saying or where we going with this. And it just blew up and she got so pissed off at me. She started cussing me out and telling me this is her podcast and I don't need to be telling her how to run her stuff. I ain't even supposed to be here. Okay. I'm just a overseer and yada, yada, yada. And it got real crazy to the point where they was like damn near standing in front of us as if we was about to throw blows.
Oh my God.
It's because
like
we're aggressive.
They literally picked me up and carried me out the door.
They
and I'm like, bro,
like, about to fight.
Are you kidding me?
We wasn't about to fight, though. That's just how we talk.
We wasn't about to fight. That's just how we talk to each other. But if you don't know our friendship, then you won't get it. You get what I'm saying? But as a friend, wouldn't you understand, like,
if you get it back on track? Going
would you say that?
But it's the way she said. She did not say it as nice as she said it. She
but
said it
know
right
I'm
there.
But you not a nice person. I'm
okay,
blunt.
But I was
saying how.
But
I
was
it.
Sick of your shit already. I was just sick of it. So yeah, I was like,
well.
I was like, listen, don't come on here trying to be a bully. You sit in the background and don't talk, just like the kids are in the background and they're not talking. You're supposed to be
no.
in the background not talking.
How can you tell
I can edit it
that?
Out later. I could have edited it out later if I was like repeating myself or something.
Star.
We could have fixed it. But for you to cut me off in the middle of my conversation.
We was doing it for an hour. She was on this one
and they
portion.
Had a great time. But can I tell you,
you
the reason why I was stuttering? Okay, so my
podcast. We did have fun. I'm not saying we didn't have fun.
My podcast is Sex Positivity, and I tell personal sex stories on the show. And I was going over a story that I could not figure out how I wanted
where
to start
was,
talking
no,
about because it's real. It's my life.
It.
Like,
it's your life.
So if I'm, it's my life. And I know people watch my stuff and
I was nervous.
So maybe it took me some time to spit it out. But and you talking in the background wasn't gonna help.
So yeah, realistically, y'all tripping. So who's tripping? I just wanna know who was tripping.
She's just trying to get you back on track. That's how I see it.
After when we talked the next morning.
But I feel like you don't wanna be told anything
exactly.
I didn't. Not by her.
Wait, I wasn't there.
Go ahead.
She didn't want to be told anything from the background.
She didn't want to be told anything, period.
If my co-host would have been like, hey.
I was just supposed to sit there and shut the fuck up.
You was. That's all I asked. Yeah, but you don't know how to, you don't do that. That's just not Ariana. Ariana don't sit down and just shut up.
So you should never sit down and shut the fuck up. If you know I don't do that.
It's okay.
Right?
Okay, guys. Okay.
Okay, go ahead. All
right. What's your rant?
Aside from that,
we might need to break it up. Hold on, you go last. We need a calmer soul right now.
Facts.
We need to bring it on down. Somebody did something to you this week, I'm sure. What happened?
Well, no, I got into a car accident yesterday, and I missed the whole Super Bowl because by the time I got home last night, it was like 10:30. And, I mean, I was in the hospital for about 3 hours. It was very, very packed. But then when I got into the actual room, I was only in there for 5 minutes for them to tell me, oh, we're just gonna make you a prescription for naproxen. So yeah, I was like, I could have just pulled the doctor to the side when I first walked into the hospital and was like, hey, just make me a prescription. Right. I got into a car accident.
Not pulled to the side.
Yeah, like, just
you're talking about make me a prescription.
Like, I thought I was going to get my back x-rayed. They ain't do nothing. So I was just like, shoot. Like, I miss being with y'all just to be in the hospital. Like, that was crazy. But that's
you're
all.
Here. You're alive.
I'm here. Absolutely. Seriously. God is good all the time.
All the time.
Is a check coming, though? From the accident.
Oh, it is.
Oh, great. That's all I'll be.
It is.
Yeah. I'm so hurt. I don't even know
how. My neck and my back. Period. I swear to God. Let me. Why you didn't pick me up?
See, you gotta look at
the
guy didn't even want to call the cops, and I was trying to figure out why.
Slimy 500 right now.
His identification card has expired in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's a good check.
Oh, yeah, I called his insurance this morning. I was on the phone with them for an hour. I was like, I better. No, I'm just kidding.
Be back. Okay. Tell us.
Y'all baby daddies.
Y'all baby
daddies.
I don't got no baby daddies.
You don't got none? Well, can you take this wine? Because I don't.
You said y'all baby daddies, but it's yours.
Can y'all come get them?
She said,
not going to lie, no, because right now we're actually getting along, which is awesome, because we don't usually get along, like, at all. But I would like to just co-parent and, like, not have him flirt and be, because it's bothersome. I want to be able to take him places, like to the Super Bowl party and
just be friends.
Just be cool and you not be like having your hand on my leg. Move your hand. Move your hand. You already know what it is. It's been 4 years. Let me go.
You gotta cut into him.
Let him. And I have. What else am I supposed to do?
You have to say, listen, I am not interested in you in any way, shape, or form.
I've prayed for him. I've tried to set him up. I've moved on myself.
I prayed for him.
I don't know what else, baby boy. I don't know what else to do. And it's just like, at this point, I'm like, well, we might as well just go. Because you're not going to let me move on. So we just got to be together.
Absolutely.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, I'm like, really?
I would never. That's the problem.
Child.
Yeah.
Baby.
No, I'm tired of it. It's draining. I say no and stop all the time. You didn't hear me yesterday? Stop. No. Don't stop.
Don't stop.
No. That's all I say. He don't care. That's the problem. Y'all enable him.
You enable when you done invited him to the Super Bowl party.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
I'm trying to keep my mouth shut, but you
and then we look like a couple. Like, no, we matching.
Hey, come
we matching at the baby birthday party. I know he saw my snap before he came to the house and put that pink shirt on. Don't match with me.
What is going on? Well, baby daddy.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna say all again. I'm sorry.
I hope you didn't. You don't hear this.
No, he needs to hear this.
Maybe.
You are a mess. Well, nobody pissed me off this week.
Really? Nobody. Not a waitress. Mm-mm. Lady in the supermarket. Mm-mm. That's
I'm
a week.
Working on like peace, you know, like real peace. So I don't get too worked up unless it's something like I can't be vibrating low with the rest of these people.
I'm trying to be like you when I grow up. Swear to God.
It's hard.
It is.
I mean, I get annoyed, but I don't really get like.
Yeah.
Well, Rod's birthday weekend, I did get rare, but we're not going to talk about that. We're not going to, what you said the other day, reopen that investigation. But that was past a week ago. But yeah, I'm actually working on being more peaceful.
That's good.
And not caring about other people.
What do you do? Meditate? What's the secret?
I have the Calm app. Have you heard of it?
Oh, yes. And I do really like, hard? Yes. It really does.
And just like breathing?
No. It's
we have to breathe, yes.
Guided meditation. Mm-hmm. Get you a little sage, get you a candle and a blind.
You need a trip to Sedona, ma'am. You need a full healing.
See, I don't even really be tripping like that for real. I'm not
like anymore. That. Yeah.
Serious.
You're not that bad. It's probably like, ooh.
No. I'm just very, no. I'm not, I don't really be turned up. I'm just, I don't know.
Passionate.
Yeah, and I'm just like this on the normal, so I feel like stuff is not really that bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I tell you something, you'll get offended, but I'm just blunt. That's what I don't
really know. Oh, girl, I trust you.
Yeah, but you're blunt in like a nice way, though.
Am I?
Yeah, I've seen it. Whoa, I've seen
first
it.
First time.
I've seen it. Like,
that's because you're mean. So, of course, you think she's nice because you're mean.
Yeah, but she's like a nice nasty. Like, you know
oh,
like,
okay.
You know how, like, white people be like,
yeah, like.
Oh, sorry. Star is a nice nasty.
Nah, I'll take it. Yeah.
You know, like she'll smile and say some bullshit. Me, I'm just gonna say some bullshit.
You just do.
Oh well, you gotta smile if it's a joke or like something to be taken lightly.
Yeah.
Okay. Just give a little smile.
That's all I'm saying. Work on your smile.
So I was like,
if you want
to topic a little.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
That would have made you feel better.
Or like yes. Say it in a joking way, like, baby girl, what's going on?
No, don't say it in a joking way to me. Don't say it in a joking way.
Well,
say it with
say
a smile.
Then. Shit. You feel me?
That's what all I ask.
That is unreasonable. And I know you know that.
It's frowned upon. And I do. And maybe I'm a little spoiled. Yes. I would like to be, I need to be just coddled just a little bit. And I was, but that's what I.
What's a way to get you on track that you're not going to get mad at?
No
way. No way.
Oh, okay.
That's the thing.
Yes, there is.
No, it's not. She just wants you to allow her to do her.
I just wanted to do my thing. Yes, that's right.
Don't get drunk anymore and record the podcast. Don't get that drunk.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. But I would have turned up on you sober. I need you to understand that.
I
would have still said it. But I said sober.
Yeah, she said she wouldn't have. I'm gonna go with. I hope it doesn't happen again. We get on Rod nerves because we're not staying in these mics. Over there fidgeting and everything like these bitches. Yeah, it'll be okay. It's a little ghetto right now. We need some extra mics. Okay, I think that's it. I don't have anybody who pissed me off. No one died.
Kobe Bryant.
Kobe Bryant.
No, I wasn't trying to. No, he didn't. Why did y'all just say that?
He didn't die.
No.
She said, "Well, nobody died. We can't just
nobody.
We can't."
I said nobody.
He did.
That's it. Why would you say that? She is fucking rude.
I gotta say, RIP Kobe.
No, you don't, because he's still alive.
Where?
24 seconds of silence for Kobe.
His legacy.
Is a lie.
You guys are insensitive. Don't want to hear about it. I haven't watched anything. Nothing. He over there watching the basketball game with the sad shit. I'm like, why are you watching this? God. Oh, I hate that. That's just terrible. Anyway, y'all made me. Oh, I just broke one. The Asians did these. Because I broke one.
Where?
That's what I was thinking. That's some good Asians.
Tempe. Pink nails. Was it Hardy? Baseline and Hardy?
Go check them out.
The only ones I go to. Okay, well, we went off on something else. And that is definitely recording. Right. But anyway, the outro, what is a positive outtake from the show?
From this show?
I think yours would be don't talk to her during her podcast.
No.
That's not a positive. We agree to disagree on some things.
She said no. That's not one.
I would say what you said. Learn to not let people piss you off. Mm-hmm. You know?
Control the game changer. You ain't about to be mad.
To control your energies.
Mm-hmm. Learn to dust it off and talk to your friend about it the next day. Your every fight don't have to be we not speaking no more over we're gonna argue all the time. Like, we're gonna argue all the time. That's just our friendship.
Oh, I like that.
I would say, like, getting to meet different people. I would say getting to meet everyone. It's like I've been caged in the house, and just for me to get out and get to meet everyone in the cast, is it just makes me see like a whole nother side of the world. So, and everybody in the on the, our team is just so dope. So,
good vibes, good energy. Yeah,
absolutely.
Hopefully it stays that way, you know. We're gonna speak it, manifest that. All right, so everybody tell us your social media, Ari. The most important one.
Okay, go follow In My Hood AZ. Yeah. And on Instagram.
And
my personal Instagram is Visionary, VizionAarii with two underscores. Follow those.
And then Facebook. Did you say Facebook?
Okay. It's Ariana. My name, Ariana Dickinson. I hate my last name. I hate my
last name. Dickinson. Sure, I tell y'all nothing else. Where can we find you on social media?
You can find me on Instagram. You can find me at Leslie_IMHAZ. And also, my Facebook is Janaea McQueen. Are we doing snaps? No? Mm-mm. Okay, yeah.
Snap get a little personal.
Okay, I'll save snap for personal.
And mine's our Petty Rebels podcast. That's on Instagram. And my personal page is Bobby, B-O-B-B-I, _ Marie with two E's.
Yay. You know where to find me, According to Star on Instagram, According to Star podcast on Facebook. And let's just say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.